The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
Nods all around.
Yep.
Mr. Chan takes you in the direction, which you're already in the old city, so you quickly find yourself in more of a bourgeoisie part of town that people are now having, I wouldn't say sprawling estates, but where the rest of the city is stacked on top of each other. These are more, I won't say palatial, but these are mansions, three stories, maybe four stories tall, walled, you assume, gardens, courtyards, small meditation pools, etc., etc. He leads you to the address on Yuyan Road. You see two very well-built individuals in all black clothing that looks possibly familiar. I mean, these guys are jacked dudes. Very fit, tense as you sort of approach the entrance gates.
Pull out the little paper announcement. Hand it to Mr. Chan.
Yes, thank you. You see him sort of bow in deference, and the other man sort of like nods his head in a bow without taking his eyes off of any of you. It's not hard for Graham and Ian to quickly get freaked out a little bit. For the two of you, I mean, this reads martial experience all the way. I mean, these are trained bodyguards. Trained killers, probably.
Can you tell these blokes, like, if they see a man with a dick scar, just punch his lights out, yeah?
Are you sure you want me to translate that on your behalf?
Look, just keep up for a man with a scar on his face.
Who dresses like they do.
Who? He turns and you see him say the same thing and make the same motion. And you just see both of them turn to look at you without saying anything.
Literally just waves.
You see an exchange between them. The answers from the guards are always very short and curt. And then he kind of makes a hands up motion to them and then turns back to you. They're letting me know that the four of you are invited to see Madame Swallow. I am to wait outside. Translation.
So this then?
Yes. Just a sign of deference. I am to wait outside and to...
On a scale of one to holy shit, how much did they threaten you about trying to come inside?
No. They were just making the situation very clear. I am to wait outside, the translation will be provided, so you have no worries for that.
Are we getting the impression that the reason that they didn't, have a reaction to your explanation is because he's their boss?
Yeah, I don't know. You know as much as I do, really.
That's saying something, since I've literally just arrived and you've been here.
You've asked me to tell you the truth in all things, yes?
Yeah.
Your question was very ridiculous. I do not think that they...
Translated it literally.
I do not think that they found your joke amusing.
It's not a joke, mate. Have you seen the scar?
I would advise you, listen, you've been very nice people. I would advise you to be careful with other translators. Not all of them will assist in the way that I have.
Right.
Are you saying you're no longer going to translate for us?
No, no, I will be more than happy to.
No, we have a different translator inside waiting for us, so...
would you like me to wait outside until you return?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't think you'll get shanghaied in the...
No, I believe everything will be fine. As I said, you should
If you feel comfortable, if you feel like you need to leave, that we understand, no, we'll make our way back.
Now, we're paying him. He'll stay here.
Yeah, we might need him.
yes, I will wait. I just wish to make sure.
You may, if you start hearing yells, screams, or things breaking, you might want to go to the other side of the street.
Mr. Chan, just for contingency's sake, on a scale of 6 to 8, what is your move rate? Like, is he an older gentleman? Is he spry? Am I going to have to kneecap him to not be the one grabbed? Is really what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, gosh.
No, it sounds like it sounds like everything would be fine. Mr. Chan does not look like a spry man. He seemed more happy at the stumbling tiger park.
On the other hand, these bodyguards.
No, the bodyguards look fit as fuck.
Like, they ain't going to fuck
like
us.
You ever seen
Enter the Dragon where they're all training? Yeah, they look like all those dudes.
What about the guy with the afro?
You haven't seen him yet. Oh. Better check the other guards.
Oh, shit. He's inside.
He wasn't.
He's our
translator. He was invited to the tournament.
There is like almost like a slight clearing of the throat from one of the guards. And they're like, you are expected. And you see one of them swing the gate open.
Yes, very lovely. Good. Good. Very well. Good. Come on.
After you, Ian.
Ian looks very nervous.
The yard beyond looks very well kept. Topiary. Small one. Some statues. Takes you into a nice big open door. There's some sort of servant waiting outside the door who just sort of nods and opens the door for you.
Yes, very good. Good. Good, good.
Step in. There is another servant there who then indicates that you should walk to the left. You can see beyond sort of the... I assume that there's some sort of draperies of some sort. Maybe not quite like what we think of in European styles where you had like the big curtains that separated off rooms, but some sort of like room divider.
Is there any like establishing symbolism as we walk through?
It is very decorative. What do you got on your character sheet that's going to give you any information? It's decorative as far as...
Well, just anything that's striking.
It's like, more tasteful.
Are there obviously swallows within everything that's
going
on?
You're seeing some, for sure. I mean, nothing crazy.
House sigil.
But like you would need...
kind of... You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing.
Yes. There's a head on a pike every 5 feet.
Yeah, that's fine.
Makes sense.
But it does, as you're indicated into a very plush and comfortable parlor, you do see that the parlor is very extensively decorated. This parlor is large enough to accommodate a party of significantly larger than yours. A number of settees, a chaise lounge, I don't want to quite be crazy and say that there's a fireplace, and you are seeing a number of books, of scrolls, of statues, of all kinds of things in this parlor.
Can I go look at the books, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Professor Graham, you immediately recognize by looking around. You don't even have to get any closer than you are now, 5 to 10 feet away from these items. There are things that you legitimately would be screaming, this belongs in a museum. This shit is not tacky bullshit. It's not something bought off the, you know, off the street in the backwaters of Shanghai. The books on the pedestal, the stuff on the wall, you immediately recognize this all looks very, very genuine, looks very rare, looks very pricey.
Do they have our book by Jackson Elias?
the only Chinese translated edition?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any... coin swords hanging anywhere?
You do not see any coin swords.
No ribbons from the ceiling.
Don't touch
no
anything.
Mirrors.
You see, there is a off next to the chaise, there is a small pedestal on which sits a well-worn copy of a book. There appears to be a small container with like almost like bamboo or corn stalks coming out of the top of it. There is a statue of some sort of snake tortoise creature. There's a giant fabric scroll that has sort of a red silk brocade.
Do we see any forms of a bat?
No. You see a set of nine bronze bells in various sizes, and so, I mean, some of them are quite large.
Bells or chimes?
I would call them bells. You see hanging on one wall a golden ankh.
Upside down?
Right side up, not upside down.
That appear to be actual gold.
Everyone make a roll.
31.
13.
67.
59.
You don't take anything? There's something strange about that ankh, but you can't tell what it is. It's not, I'll give you enough because you're archaeology, Egyptology, it's not a normal ankh. It's not the inverted ankh that you've seen before.
Right.
It's ankh type 3. Something about it stylistically is different, but you can't tell why, and you with your Egyptology would know it's probably not got anything to do with anything you've ever studied.
The 13?
Correct.
Okay.
So yeah, you're seeing all kinds of stuff. There's another wealth. There's also another book that's set out. You can see sort of silk ribbons out of it as bookmarks. There's plenty of stuff to kind of look at.
Does it look like that was actually like an inkwell and they're maybe doing calligraphy or writing with the bamboo shoots?
Do you walk over towards it?
Yeah.
If
I'm allowed to. I mean,
at this point, you're kind of alone.
Okay.
You're kind of
yeah.
walked and- in and sat to sat down. No, it doesn't look like that is an inkwell. This looks more like a container just to hold the stocks. S-T-A-L-K-S, I should say. Stocks, not.
What kind of statues are we seeing?
The major one you're seeing is the one with the tortoise.
Ollie will approach that thing.
Hold on, I want to look up something.
I'm going to the books.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I described it as bamboo, and then I Googled it because I thought that word was related to bamboo. It's not really. So I think these are more. They're plant fibers, for lack of a better term. But I wouldn't call them bamboo. It describes them as yarrow, which is coming up in Google as like. I would just call them like crappy weed plants. You know what I mean? Like long stalks with like a small bunch of flowers at the top. You were asking about the statue?
I am.
Appears to be made of copper. And like I said, it's like a snake / tortoise. And it's hard to tell where tortoise ends and snake begins or vice versa. It's kind of twisted all up on itself. A cult?
I'm thinking that or history. I don't, whichever you want me to do.
A cult?
No.
You don't recognize it. You would assume that it's Chinese in origin. But that's about it. Either of the two of you, anything books. Piquing your interest?
I said books at the beginning. I'd probably go to some of the pedestaled books. Things.
So either the pedestaled book that he's looking at with the plant stalks.
Different one.
Okay. The other major book that appears to be at least set out, you know, where you're not going to be obviously digging through someone's shelves. There is a copy of Sir Wade Germain's, J-E-R-M-Y-N, Germain?
Mm-hmm.
There's a copy of Sir Wade Germain's book, Observations on the Several Parts of Africa. It has one prominent bookmark in it.
In English?
I would assume this book is in English.
Can I make an occult roll on the room? And just, like, other things popping out to me? It's not a great stat, but, you know. No! That's a 98. It's either everything or nothing. I'm not opening the damn book!
There's a bookmark!
I'm gonna ask about it, but I'm not gonna open somebody's book! That's rude!
If they didn't want the book open, they would have put it on the shelf.
I'll ask about it over tea.
Not if you close it before they get back.
He said we're basically alone, right?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Do I see the bookmark in the book?
You do.
Okay, I go over, say, huh, looks like they were reading. And I crack the book open and look at what they were reading.
It seems to regard descriptions about a fantastical city in the heart of Africa.
Wakanda?
Sort of. It is known as the City of the White Gorilla.
Please take notes.
Insert.
Won't you take notes?
He offered you paper. That's on you, woman.
It would be full by now.
I didn't forget my notebook. I don't know why I'm getting. Meh, meh, meh.
You keep yours here.
No, I don't. It's in my bag.
Oh, fine. Gosh.
You would. The City of the White Gorilla again sounds like this. This Sir Wade Germain's book, at least at a quick glance, seems like the quest for El Dorado or Shambhala or something like that. Like, it seems like this is a fantastical city where there's lots of gold and there's all kinds of cool stuff and blah, blah. That's kind of what you get in a quick peek kind of feel.
Is the City of the White Gorilla on the Black Mountain?
It would take some serious looking to see if there's anything like any correlated.
I'm going to consult the good professor. Well, you ever hear of a place in Africa called City of the White Gorilla?
I don't know. What am I rolling here?
Bullshit. History.
I got a 40, whatever it is. History, that is a success.
Is it hard success or just regular success?
It's a regular success.
He's going to say the same things. El Dorado, Machu Picchu, like, it's a fantastical city. It's not.
It's a geology success.
Sir Wade Germain's book is kind of, I mean, I'll give you enough that Sir Wade Germain's book kind of feels like bullshit. It's like the Dr. Livingston shit, except not true. You know what I mean? Like,
we don't actually know if the Dr. Livingston shit is true either.
Shh, don't ruin it. At this point, they would have taken, at this point, Livingston, they would have assumed was very, you know, that whole tale was accurate. Mostly.
Yes, but I'm not going to assume it is.
Fair enough.
I want to check out the bells.
Don't ring them.
The bells.
Yeah.
The bells seem to be inscribed with
kanji.
No, they appear to be like decorative dragons. There are various different sizes. Like I said, some of them are probably very small, like maybe China the size of a Coke can or something. And then they become, as they go, they become significantly larger. More like, I don't want to go as big as a church bell, but probably the base at least as big as a serving platter or something, a dinner tray. Like, some of them are very small.
Are we talking about a handle or like some sort of ring?
They have handles, like you would ring it.
Okay.
But like the big ones are like kettlebells. Like they're like probably 100 pounds or more.
Handbell choir, you have a certain type of person that can bring
like
the largest
smaller
bells.
Than something we've actually drank out of.
No, probably same size. Probably similar size.
Did you ever drink out of the bell?
At which point, you hear a soft voice say, in English, passable English anyway, "You must be quite strong to ring the largest of the bells."
I wouldn't ring anything that wasn't, you know, I wouldn't ring your stuff. I was just taking a look.
She smirks at you and saunters into the room.
Close the book, Mike.
I already did. Okay. I was just peeking.
She actually speaks very good English. I looked at the wrong stat.
That means there's more
see,
than one stat in this house.
A woman in her, you would say probably mid to late 60s, cocktail dress. Very smartly appointed, even in her age, incredibly attractive. Trying to think of it. She is slightly taller than an average Chinese woman with a good figure. Her dark hair is elaborately styled, and she dresses in traditional clothing. She wears a jade brooch of a swallow, on her shoulder. And, she sort of saunters in the room. and stretches out provocatively on the chaise. Welcome.
What do we owe the...
Please sit.
Great invitation.
Ian. A moment. It would be rude to talk.
I'll have a seat.
Ian sits on one of the couches and just looks like very uncomfortable, like he's in Sunday school or something.
Please allow me to serve you in the traditional way as guests. And all of a sudden, you notice a lot, several individuals come filing into the room. There is a tea cart brought in. Very quickly, you find tea in your hands. Cigarettes are passed out and offered. Small appetizers come out. One of the things that is striking to you is that every single person in this room, including the old woman,
she's made of three tiny people,
is unbelievably attractive. All of her servants are striking. If there were scores in this game to determine app, the four of you are the four ugliest people currently in the room.
Well, yeah.
By a decent margin.
I've got a 60. Like,
we're all just shifting slightly.
A cigarette is placed in a holder and handed to Madame Swallow. It's lit for her, and she begins to smoke. She obviously indicates they walk around with a holder in case anyone wants to partake in a cigarette. They'll light it for you. And like I said, it's a couple of men and probably a couple of women begin putting out a small tray of food and some tea. They pour for you. Another beautiful young woman comes in and sits off to the side of the chaise and begins to play on her what appears to be some sort of Chinese lute. And as this all goes on, it takes a few minutes to get everything. You notice that she just sits there and calmly smokes the cigarette out of the holder. You're offered several things. Several of the servants speak passable English. So you're offered, do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want this? You can partake of whatever or you want or don't. And after a few minutes, she sort of just waves them off and they disappear. One of the men stands behind her, sort of just at attention, for lack of a better term. And the other woman continues to play her lute. Please enjoy yourselves. Welcome to my home.
I will,
While we are very grateful for your hospitality, may we ask what brought us to your attention and brought us to this fine place for tea? We were just very curious how four people who just recently arrived would be of such import.
She takes a long drag on the cigarette. It is always interesting to me. I've had the lovely opportunity to meet many Americans in my life. It is most fascinating to me how quickly you want to drive right to the heart of the matter. Some say that it is American impatience. I would say that it's American curiosity. Boldness.
Not American, just
yes, Professor Graham, I had gathered that. I appreciate your patience. I hope you enjoy the tea. I know it's not normally to the British standard, but hopefully it's good fare. If you'd like, I could have one of the others rush down and get some.
Earl Grey. It's good. It's all right. It's good.
Earl Grey is not typically what we have. Let me see what I can find.
Wow. It's probably a lovely jasmine or something.
That's quite good. It's quite good.
I really want tea right now, Cody. I really want tea.
Go upstairs and look.
Go upstairs and put the kettle on.
Pie? Tea? Anybody? Feel a little authentic? After you got your beer, it's fine. We could do it during or after. It doesn't matter to me.
We're in the scene.
But this would put us more in the scene.
Please continue.
If you'd like for
talk cutoff, about American impatience. Jeez.
If you'd like for a cutoff point. As she says the poignant line about Americans being impatient, she says, very well. I know I've welcomed you into my home, but I will be direct. I want my book back.
Sorry, what?
Essentially, I'd like my book back, please.
Sorry, What book?
I thought we were of an understanding. Is that not the case, or is this British humor?
No, we got a lot of books. Could you be more specific?
Yes, the ones that were stolen from my home.
Did we steal something from someone's house?
Oh, no, no, I don't necessarily think that you did.
The books that were in Carlisle's safe?
I think that one of your friends did. I'd like you to ask them back for me, if you'd appreciate it. They are mine. I did purchase them through legitimate means, not by breaking some windows and jumping a wall and fighting some men.
So I just want to clarify, is this a book already in our possession, or a book you want us to go find?
If it was a book in your possession, I believe I'd already have it back.
Fair point, ma'am.
Do you mind telling us which of our friends?
When was this burglary of yours?
A few weeks ago.
Ah, okay. Well, I've just arrived here, so
yes,
you want
I know,
to know-
Mr. Sorry.
What was your name again?
Mr. Robertson, yes.
I didn't remember what his name is. Sorry.
No. Actually, to be fair, she'd be like, you I'm not so sure of.
Yes,
but well, you must be Mrs. Robertson's husband.
Mrs. Ridley Robertson is my husband. Wife, yes. Mm-hmm, well, yes.
Because probably, actually, your invitation would have her name on it.
Yeah, it would. Sure it would. She's indisposed on her way to Hong Kong.
Ah.
It's crazy. Hairballs and all.
Let's not speak of that over tea. Hmm? Yes.
Yes, but I believe we have a mutual acquaintance who has possession. It is called the Seven Cryptical Books of Hassan. I'd love it back, please.
So there are seven books that are missing? Is it like a set?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like the Nakatic manuscripts. It's really just one manuscript, but they call it the Nakatic manuscripts because it's a translation of manuscripts. So seven cryptical books of Hassan. It's not like you're actually looking through books for books like 3 through 5. Like, it's just a set.
What's so special about this book that someone would want to break in and you would want so desperately to get it back?
It's her possession. Of course she would want it back.
There are things that are around me that if they disappeared, I really wouldn't care. I look at Ian directly.
The camera stops on the two of us. We both look into the camera and just look right back.
Anyway.
He will be useful at some point. I don't know when, but he will be useful.
Isn't he an inventor?
Yes.
Is he supposed to be more intelligent than that then?
He has an int of 90.
Then why are you playing him so dull?
Because he's in a foreign country. He's never left the States before, and he's in a foreign country.
He just seems really timid for someone who's so intelligent.
Have you never met an actual intelligent person?
Clearly not.
With friends like these.
Who needs enemies?
I'd be willing to reimburse you, of course, but I do believe that you have the connection that I need.
That I'm glad that you're going to payment, miss, but you didn't answer my question. Hmm. What's so special about this book?
It is a very rare artifact indeed. I cannot replace it.
So, this acquaintance of ours is a collector?
I don't really know, to be honest.
She referring to Captain Nosogi? Am I getting that drift?
What drift are you getting?
I'm literally going to ask her what the guy's name is. Like, who's the guy?
Graham doesn't have many friends.
I have a friend.
True statement.
You're taking a very long drag off that cigarette, miss.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's good.
Just the crackle.
Is that a clove?
Man, this lady can really suck a cigarette down.
You okay, Lucas?
Let me check something real
quick. She's still going.
Well,
very long cigarette.
It's just down to the fucking filter.
You really think there was a filter?
They're not filtered here.
Damn it.
There are no filters.
I don't smoke
here.
Now.
They can go all the way.
She finished the
down.
First one, lit the second one mid-drag.
Mm-hmm. No, I want to double check something before I open my big goddamn mouth and fuck it up.
Not you do ever... realize we wouldn't know the difference?
No, but there have been many times in this game that I have misspoken. It sent you off on wild goose chases in the wrong direction, so I'll try not to do that.
So you get
we
one
always
sen-
have fun, though.
So you take
we
one
do
sentence.
Always have fun.
So you take one sentence to make it a 3-hour game.
Wow. That's a sign of a good keeper.
Kinda.
Or a bored one.
Is that why we're only at our third location and it's been 55 episodes?
57 have been released as of today, I think.
I believe that we all have a mutual acquaintance of one Mr. Jack Brady.
Oh, great. The guy we can't find. Perfect.
Yes, it does seem to be a problem, doesn't it?
Do yeah. you know... Well, of course, it was okay. So he was here a couple of weeks ago and he stole something from me and we are also looking for him. Do you have any other ideas yes. of where to find him?
If I did, Mike, I would find him.
Breathe. Just breathe.
I don't like breathing. It takes up too much time.
That makes a lot of sense.
This tea is quite delightful, by the way.
Even if it's probably like 7 years old.
You didn't ask about the pie. They're all some very shifty looks around the table.
No, that's not right.
We just got shit pie.
It's Pope again.
Like whatever it was that Emily made that poisoned somebody.
It was a cupcake and it wasn't the cupcake. It was just Matt.
Just Matt.
I can't, wasn't he on his weird diet at the time? No, that was before he started that diet.
No, it's just Matt being weird.
He had eaten something else.
So yes,
too.
I would be.
I think it was pizza rolls.
I would be most appreciative if you could reach out to Mr. Brady and retrieve my stolen property.
Well, personally, I've never met the man.
Get right on that.
Yeah, we appreciate your confidence that we would be able to find Mr. Brady, but.
That is kind of the whole time that we're here, so now that
yes,
we know
so
he's
I've
been
heard.
Here a couple of weeks ago,
from
who did you hear that from? If you don't mind me asking, I know I understand that I am a very blunt person and I am from the States and this is very uncomfortable and new to me, but I would very much like to know where I'm supposed to go next.
Can we let her just go until she passes out?
I was going to let her see how far she could go before she take a breath.
Oh, you don't want to test me on that.
She's actually pretty good. I played more games with her. Than you. Most every character she plays does this. Just.
You mean Jasmine?
Yes.
You mean Jasmine does this?
Yes.
Jasmine.
Jasmine absolutely does this.
Right. Jasmine, the person... Anyway. All right.
Cody.
The... I just totally lose my train of thought here.
Where's Brady?
Great
that's,
question.
That's essentially the conversation.
Yes. She wants to know. You've been asking around.
Yeah.
She knows.
Was the question, how do you know? Mm-hmm. Is that the question? I think it was the question.
It isn't my business to know such things.
It's a dick's call.
Apparently only certain things. It's unfortunate.
You know a man with a skull on his face by chance?
Mm. All right. Jazz pulling up notes. We're going to name drop and see what happens.
Would it be helpful if I explain to you the obvious, Mr. Professor Graham?
It's quite helpful, actually. Yeah.
You've been tailing us.
Cho Mi Ling.
What about her?
Ling? Is she no related one ever answers to my questions. Brady? The reason why she was kicked out and has been around the city a little bit.
Well, I would imagine she's been taken.
Taken? By whom? By Brady? By someone else?
By a bat.
What do you all just...
What? Oh, sorry.
Come on.
First, to allow Professor Graham to connect his dots, you see her reach over at a little serving bell, and she rings it twice.
I'm right.
And you see the man who's been following you kind of step in from another crowd.
I totally called this. Listeners, it's like I called the
scene
this.
In
I literally said it as we were
Empire Strikes Back.
So did I.
I roar like Chewbacca. You fire at Dick Scar. He blocks it.
And then she kind of dismissively waves her hands. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's just say that since you don't know who I am connected all throughout China. I specialize in such artifacts and antiquities, and it makes me very angry that someone would break into my home and take some property that's not theirs. And since you four have wandered in from the States or elsewhere and are looking for the same individual in the same place as I am, I'm offering to pay you for finding that book.
Sounds like a deal we can't say no to.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of on the way, really.
What's the catch?
No catch.
The catch is we're not allowed to leave China until we get her book back.
I mean, that's a good catch. That's not why a catch. Are you adding,
maybe don't give her ideas.
Adding stipulations.
Ian, maybe quiet.
What?
Quiet
why time. Do you think I'm saying that has no stipulations?
Madam Swallow, do you have any opium by chance?
I was going to ask the same thing.
That's true. It knocks him right out.
I could procure it if necessary.
It's necessary, quite necessary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I want any on this occasion.
That's not...
It would be rude of you not to accept.
She said she might be able to find some.
Might you find some, ma'am?
Just ring the bell, really.
The big one. I'll ring the big one. Ding bong.
Dong.
That's your new nickname.
So.
Ding dong.
Yes, if I thought that if I thought the flower girl was a path to the American, I would have taken it. But I believe that. How do you Americans put it? I believe that piece has been taken off the table.
Is she
is
dead?
Is that really a thing you all say?
No.
No, we don't play chess much.
Just checking.
I don't believe that she's dead. But it's entirely possible. Shanghai is a very dangerous city. You should note that as you continue asking things in public where others overhear you. Chances are I'm not the only one looking for Dear Jack.
So why do you think that Jack Brady would want this book specifically?
And how do you know it's him that stole it?
He wouldn't go pissing off someone of your caliber for no reason.
Just rumors. He may not have it. And you seem to have this very Western thought that I'm some sort of gangster out of one of your films or some such thing. You're more than welcome not to. I figured I'd extend an invitation.
It was a good invitation. I very much liked it. Thank you.
I would like to have my property returned. I'm not going to accost you. I'm not going to make any barbed threats or ultimatums. I'd just like my property back. You're searching out Mr. Brady. I believe others are as well. It would be in his best interest to return that, should you get to speak to him. And if you could facilitate that, I would be most appreciative.
This pale viper is also looking for Mr. Brady.
A pale viper, you say?
Yes.
I'm real pissed. Like, if, like, the pale viper is nothing, and the writer of this book is just a big fan of Whitesnake.
I'm not sure that I understand who the Pale Viper is or what it is.
To him, it will bend.
I procure the letter.
Continue to show the NPCs the clues.
Can you solve this for us?
Well, I seems that we can add another opponent to the side opposite Mr. Brady. There aren't a lot of pieces on his side of the board, so I figured I'd contact the four that I was aware of.
And we're the only four that you have contacted?
Yes. I don't believe Jack Brady has many friends.
I pointed the Ankh, the upside down Ankh, at the top of the letter.
I failed.
This is...
Whoa. I hope that snort got picked up.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it totally did.
Oops.
This symbol here, yes, you have one on your wall, except for it's the other way around.
I do not have an inverted Ankh on my wall.
No. Yours is the other way around, you see. Yes.
No, 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 you don't. Never mind.
I don't know what the symbol
is. I am an Egyptologist. I am actually quite interested in what that is.
I'm afraid that it's a very special ankh for a very special ritual.
Ritual, you say?
Yes. I'm afraid it is probably outside your speciality.
Try me.
Does it have to do with the Black Brotherhood? I've read about them.
She snorts.
You do me a favor? Just shut the f*** up. Just like 5 minutes.
It's really good tea.
There's no caffeine in it.
Maybe not yours, but there is in mine.
Oh, great.
Well, we can just go ahead and call the session here.
It's a poor choice.
You see, Madam Swallow leans over and stares directly at Professor Graham. Do you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
When you tell him, make sure I'm not listening.
Fascinating.
Dissonance of the spined one. She casts the spell.
Whispers.
Whispers. Ah. I mixed whispers of the spined one with distant whisper.
Dang it. Necrotic damage.
It's necrotic.
Not when you take the damage.
I know. It was funny.
I could show you. It might kill you.
Do it.
Maybe you can try it on him.
Anyway. Banishes demons.
We got one of those.
Banishes demons. Can someone write it down, please? Thank you.
I think it's more the ritual itself, but yeah, hand in hand.
This is how my notes go. Ankh, comma, banishes demons.
Is the Ankh large enough for a body to fit in?
Yeah, how big was it?
I don't know. No, we're talking like crucifix that a priest holds in front of a vampire size. It's not like the size of the wall or anything.
Gotcha.
Probably slightly smaller.
Have you encountered any demons? I don't know if I have, but I think my wife might have at one point.
Entirely possible.
Peru, it seems.
No, probably here in Shanghai, even.
Well, those aren't in her notes, so I don't know.
I blew the head off the one in Peru.
So, we've established those battle lines. Do you have anything else of discussion? You do seem like quite an interesting group. What are you doing in here in Shanghai, by the way? Besides,
oddly enough, looking for that bloke, right? That's weird.
It's like the only reason we came here.
It just sort of happened, you know.
I can't find my wife. I thought she might be in a spot of trouble.
She's a cat. Hey, do you have any clues that we might not have of where this guy might be?
Would you also like magical items to help you on the quest?
I mean, you brought us here. There seems like there might be some in this room if you're willing to pass them out.
Just saying, this is a meeting that could have been an email.
Which of the nine bronze bells catches spells and throws them back out?
It's a specific chime that you haven't found yet.
It's the sequence, not necessarily the bells individually.
I wish it was that for the
Are they heavy enough that I can't, like, just bandolier them to me?
All right, since everybody keeps asking goddamn questions about the bells.
I'm not asking about the bells.
I don't give a shit about the bells.
Nope.
There are the bells. They're fucking huge.
I want to see.
Oh! Why? Yes.
Like I said, they're big. Could you bandolier them to your body? Not probably easily.
The little one, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. The little one's like the size of a Coke can, maybe.
Can I bandolier them to the horse that I've been trying to procure?
Possibly. What other information would you like, Professor Graham?
Well, if you've been looking for this guy, and we've been looking for this guy, surely you've got some information that we probably don't have. I give her the information that we have, because I don't...
Such as?
Whatever leads we've been trying to pull that we haven't been able to complete.
Oh, that's very descriptive. Good job, Lucas.
So yeah, I'm not going to go through the entirety of... All right, sure, let's go through the past 10 episodes.
Okay,
I mean, not much
minute by minute.
What right, threads have you not pulled?
What do you know of the Order of the Bloated Woman?
The Order of the Bloated Woman is an aspect of a dark god.
Which one?
Nyarlathotep, specifically.
I'll write that down.
Good job, Flynn.
Is that the actual first time we've heard that name?
Yes.
In-game, yes.
It is a god that takes on many different forms. The Order of the Bloated Woman is just one that is popular here in Shanghai. There are hundreds, perhaps thousands of faces probably worshipped all across Earth that are all the same god.
Oh, masks, maybe.
He said the name of the thing.
Oh, title
and
drop!
Awkwardly working in the movie title.
Cool. I think I killed him once.
You think.
She says, lighting another cigarette.
Well, he did talk to me in between me firing the bullet and then the bullet actually hitting his head. So
wait, what was the...
It was the
order that we dealt with in England, was that the...
The Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh.
Yeah, is that an aspect?
I already dropped that one.
Yes, I believe it is.
What was that other one?
What about the Bloody Tongue?
That one.
Cult of the Bloody Tongue, the bloody get it right. Tongue.
Probably, yes.
I'm sensing a pattern.
What was the name of the... Oh, what was the name of the worm? What was the name of the fucking thing in Peru?
Oh, I don't remember. We would consult the notes, but we don't have them.
That's not true.
Do you remember the creature's name? Sandbat.
Obviously. Sandbat? Probably.
The giant killer bat on Lantern Street. Made the papers.
Something entirely different, my dear.
Go on.
Just supposition. I doubt it was a bat.
Oh.
Kirasari, maybe?
Lucas knows what of that. We just don't want it in game.
Ikiku? Maybe that was the...
Yeah, I believe you're speaking... I believe that's probably a possibly Spanish root. I apologize. Whatever you said is not something that is a word that I'm familiar with.
Vampiric.
Possibly. Gets a bit muddled with all these things kind of mixed up together.
Does that work?
Yes, Sandbat is entirely probable. As I said, all the aspects kind of get muddled together. Order of the Bloated Woman is most popular in Shanghai and in all of China.
Okay. What's the importance of the tortoise serpent statue? Which god is that representing?
Oh, this? She says and turns around and points to it. This is the Dark Warrior. Is a piece of Chinese lore.
Surrounding what particular story?
It is associated with winter, water in the north. It's a protector of northern China. Steppes kind of thing. Not quite Mongolia and all that, you know, getting up into Russia and the Arctic, but the symbolism makes sense.
Gotcha.
The Order is someone that you should be worried about. Just take that one for free.
Are they pretty active in these parts?
Yes, quite. I believe they're also looking for Mr. Brady, which may be why he's incredibly difficult to find.
Do all members of the Order wear the medallion?
So you've seen a medallion, then?
A couple.
Where?
On the Dark Mistress.
At the docks.
At the docks.
Yes, I'm familiar with the ship.
Know who owns the thing?
I do not.
Everybody on board seemed like fish people in disguise.
The captain...
sure did.
The captain has been removed from several of my establishments. I am familiar with the man.
They actually frequent the land?
Yes. Well...
Seem a bit awkward. Walking weird and stuff.
They also seem to only come into port every couple of weeks or so, restock, and leave. How long ago was the last time that they were seen... in one of your establishments?
It's been a bit of time. Not terribly long.
Was he Captain of the Dark Mistress prior to being kicked out of your establishment?
Yes.
You look at me like Ian would know anything.
I just looked over at you. I was in thought and just turned away to...
How long does it take to, you know... How long does it take to visit a bordello and get thrown out?
What was the guy doing to get thrown out?
About 90 minutes, if for any indication.
It takes...
It's accurate.
He's the wrong sort of client. Let's put it that way.
Gonna have to simplify that for my small brain.
I believe that he was abusive.
Ah.
You're allowed to play. You're not allowed to break.
It's unfortunate.
Do you have anything for me? I believe the Latin is quid pro quo. There's a lot of one, but not the other.
I assume that the book returning would be quid pro quo.
It would be most excellent, yes. Anything you'd like to sell?
Would we got a ruined book we could sell?
What? What ruined book?
It was checkmarked for later. That we never found out what the later checkmark was for.
Right, but that was also...
The player who checkmarked its character is still here.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Bet that bit of knowledge isn't sitting in Hong Kong Sanitarium. On its way to at this point.
Mm-hmm. So. Ian pulls out a ruined book.
So Lucas doesn't remember what this book was. Sorry.
It was
Jasmine was pushing a roll.
The Life of a God.
Yep.
Oh, right. The one
Life as a God.
Okay, gotcha. The one that f***ed you.
Life as a God. Yep. Okay.
Paltry trash. My apologies. Not for its condition. I don't think it's worth my time. But if you've got anything to sell, I figured I'd at least see.
The Nicotic Manuscripts? I just hold it up?
Excellent read. And not one I'm interested in that translation.
I'm working through it myself, yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, you definitely look like quite a studious individual.
You know.
May take you some time.
I don't think we're willing to give up the other two.
Fair enough. It is customary.
That was a player, not a character.
Maybe
comment.
Maybe we hold them up to see how she reacts to find out which one we should be reading.
You can try. Ian only has one.
Well, the French book. What was the fourth one?
Which one was bound in human skin?
Good question.
Hold on,
I don't remember.
It is, however, customary. In Chinese culture for a gift exchange. I know that you would not necessarily be familiar with this, but if you don't mind, I'd like to present you all with a little token of my appreciation for you keeping an eye out for my book. And you see her ring the bell again, and they all come out with little wrapped packages handed to you.
Didn't we ask Mr. Chen to help us shop for a gift mm-hmm. to bring?
You did.
Did we?
You never really followed up on it. So.
Yeah, we kind of forgot, I think.
We went touristing.
Please, she indicates, as if waiting for you to open.
I open mine.
I shred it.
Way to go, Shredder. Got some turtles underneath the...
It's a big turtle statue.
As you all open it, with the exception of probably... Mr. Robertson, the other three of you find small personal items.
The ones that were stolen from us in our hotel rooms?
Yes.
Thanks for my pipe back. Is there a reason you stole it? Or had your man steal it? Just to show a good faith is all?
An important lesson, perhaps, for newcomers to Shanghai. You know not in what waters you swim, so stay away from the deep part of the pool.
That is a good proverb. I should write that one down. Thank you.
It's nonsense.
So is your face.
It's starting to grow on me.
I don't enter bodies of water that my horse can't ford.
That is quite a euphemism.
Professor Graham reaches into his shirt. And pulls off a necklace and hands it to her. Gift exchange, yeah?
This is
It's a small ankh. I actually found that in Egypt. It's a token of peace, yeah?
Very well. And she sets it on the tea cart beside her. One other bit of custom that we must follow, if you excuse me. She stands up and she turns around and walks over to the book where the stalks are. You see her pull out the cup with the stalks. Anyone can roll a cult.
No, 96.
Success.
Nope. No. Professor Graham would know that she is divining via the I Ching.
Which I would know as?
I Ching is ancient Chinese philosophy. I mean, it's pseudo-divination.
Gotcha.
I mean, it, for lack of a better term, it's tarot in a way. She takes the stalks and you see her toss them. And then depending on how they cross each other, she reads them.
Gotcha. It's runes.
I think Eustace is actually going to leave his hat here.
You see her without looking up say, P, Union, 9 in the 5th place. She then goes over and you see her pull out a scroll and she begins to consult it. And then you see her write something on a small piece of paper.
Yay, props.
Woo!
It's a divination. The diviner reads it to you. You can look at it later.
Wait, what's she doing? What's she doing?
Just give it a minute.
In the hunt, the wise king uses beaters on 3 sides only. Foregoing game that runs ahead, the quarry chooses its own fate. For you, Professor Graham.
He gives a bit of a bow.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
My most prized possession, I'm leaving in her hands. It's only given to a very select few. It might not be of material wealth, but...
If there is nothing else, I believe our tea is concluded.
That sucks.
I pull out a little pocket watch with a compass on the back. It kind of like opens up and it's compass on one side and a pocket watch on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I unhook it from my vest and I place it and say, family heirloom.
She nods.
Should we find the book? We should write to you, perhaps? Or should we speak to your man? And he points out the room.
We won't be far.
Ah, of course, yes.
You can ride if you wish. You're more than welcome to come see me. Please note that it is standard to provide a letter of introduction ahead of time, just to make sure I am present. But I have no plans to leave Shanghai anytime soon.
Oh, neither do we. Neither do we.
I'm going to take a ring. I have, like...
several.
Few rings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a couple off, fiddle around with them, put a few back on, take one. Say, this ring belonged to a really, really good man. I hand it out. I stop. What was in that book?
I believe it is information that may be useful in the near future. Perhaps. If nothing else, it is a valuable thing.
Mr. Brady's not so much a book collector. Whatever was in that book, he was after it for a reason. So what is in the book?
I feel like there's a roll in there.
A roll would definitely alter the scenario.
The
sure.
only thing we haven't done in this room is roll on something. Probably okay. Intimidation or persuade or something.
Fast talk. Got it.
The keeper consults the book. One might say the keeper of arcane lore consults the book of arcane lore.
As you sort of fast talk, you're trying to leverage the situation. You know what I mean? It's it's manipulation, as opposed to some of the others, which are a little more coercion.
I also pass intimidate, but I think I'll keep it fast.
As you see her, she just smiles and looks at you and says, "You really wish to know?" She is not fast talked or intimidated in the slightest.
It would be helpful for us.
It is. It is an ancient scroll organized into 7 books that speak of dark things. Not unlike this, and she indicates the Ankh on the wall. Dark things and where to find them, what they are, how to deal with them, and whether or not they may or may not come to pass. I don't believe that any of the writings from that era, from Hassan, wrote in roughly the 2nd century. I don't believe any of his writings are particularly useful, but it does strike me as odd that, as you said, if Mr. Brady is such a practical man and much less interested in the works themselves. Given me an interesting thought.
He doesn't do that very often. I would hold on to that feeling.
I don't know why all of a sudden you're being rude.
I don't know who this guy is, but I kind of like him.
All right.
It's a quick ladder.
Thank you. I give her the ring.
Psychology rolls?
Can I throw out, like, a weird Asian cryptid? Like, does it keep things like this away?
No.
As you throw something out, she essentially says, there are easier ways to deal with that. You passed anyone else?
I don't know if you remember, but my time spent between.
Yeah. No, she. At this point, you are getting a very interesting viewpoint of who this woman is and what she does and does not know.
Yeah.
You notice, strangely, she accepted the Ankh personally. Everything else she's indicated that can be put on the table or left to the side.
Tinkle.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my pipe back down and pick my hat back up. I'm joking. I'd leave that.
No, you're fine. She nods and stands and... Please let me know if you find out any useful information. And makes to leave the room. The servants seem to indicate that you should leave.
Bye!
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep Othep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.